Hi, this is Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV, and welcome to this lab, Introduction to Windows Workflow Foundation in .NET 4. This lab is designed to give you the basics. How do you create a workflow? How do you run it? How do you test it? Pass data in and out of it? How do you create a custom activity? And finally, how do you create a custom activity designer and even rehost the designer that you see in Visual Studio? This lab can be pretty long. There's 10 exercises. But we've designed it to be modular, so you can pick up at any point, just start with the begin solution, and give it a shot. You're going to learn a lot, so stick with us. Let's get started. Before we begin, there's a little bit of lab setup we need to do. So we have to start a command prompt here. We want to run as administrator. And if you've installed the Visual Studio 2010 Training Kit in the kind of default location, you'll find it here. So we want to navigate to the labs and intro to WF slash setup directory. Okay, and in this directory there's a little batch file called checkdependencies.command, so we'll run that. The dependency checker will check your system to make sure it's got everything you need, and I see I need to enable the PowerShell execution policy here, so we're going to do that. That's all cool. Let's rescan it, and it'll make sure that I've got Beta 2 and .NET Framework 4. And then we can install some code snippets. And these are going to make your life easier. You don't have to install them if you don't want to. But we need to select all of these and click on My Code Snippets so that they'll show up in Beta 2. So select all these, say My Code Snippets, Next. Okay, and then we install them. Great, they're all done. Cool, we're ready to go. Hey, welcome to Windows Workflow Foundation in .NET 4. You know, it's kind of traditional, but I think it's a great idea to just begin with Hello World. Hello World just kind of gets you started, gets you up and running, you build your first thing, you see it working. You won't understand much about it, but it's a good start, so let's get going. Okay, first thing is let's start Visual Studio 2010 Beta 2, and we're going to create a new project, so let's do that. We'll come into the Workflow Templates and select Workflow Console Application. We'll name it Hello Workflow, and I put it in the Training Kit Begin folder, and click OK here to create the project. And this will open up a new workflow project for us, and now we want to do a simple Hello Workflow, so we need a write line. Well, there's a write line activity that we can use, so we'll drop it on here, and all we have to do is set some text, Hello Workflow 4, okay? And then press Control F5, run the application. It works. In this exercise, we're going to refactor our workflow a little bit by renaming it. And so it's a little different than renaming a class in code, so we want to see how you rename a workflow, how you rename the associated file, what impact that has on the rest of the project. So let's get started. Okay, so let's do a little refactoring. If I click here on the workflow, I can change the name here to Say Hello. And now I can rename the XAML file, so we'll just call this sayhello.xaml. The XAML file does not have to have the same name as the workflow type itself. Now if we build it here, we see that it fails because we renamed the workflow. And in your code, the workflow actually, the name is the name of the class that's represented by your workflow. So now we hit Control F5 to run it, and it works. So far we've seen that you can say hello with a little write line activity, but sometimes, you know, if you're doing something in your workflow, you just want to write some code. And so we have this thing called a code activity. It allows you to override the execute method of the base class, and then in your code activity you can write some code. That code will be invoked whenever your workflow is invoked. So let's see how to write a code activity. First thing I'm going to do is right click here and say add a new item, and we'll go to workflow and say code activity here. I'm going to name this say hello in code, and now let's just remove some of the stuff we don't need out of here. Out of the template, so we'll get rid of these. All I have to do now is just implement the execute method to do what I want. So we'll console.writeline hello workflow 4 in code. All right, so we can say it in code, or we could say it from the write line activity in XAML. So now I need to come over here and change this to say hello in code. We'll press Control F5 to run our application, and you see, bam, there it is. Okay, so in exercise one, we created our hello workflow by just dropping a write line activity on the designer. We compiled it and we ran it. We got an executable program. Now, in the second activity, we wrote some code to do roughly the same thing. But both of those required us to, if we wanted to change the message, we'd have to rebuild the project and redeploy the assemblies. Now, there's another way that you can do workflows, and that is by interacting directly with the XAML and loading and running it at runtime. Now, in this exercise, what we're going to do is we're going to modify the way Visual Studio looks at our sayhello.xaml, so it treats it as content. Then we're going to modify the main part of our program so that it loads the XAML file and runs it. And then we'll go into our bin directory, we'll change the XAML file, we'll see a different message when we run the app, so you can see how that dynamic interaction between the XAML file on disk and your program allows you to change the XAML without rebuilding everything else. So let's get started. So the first thing is, let's treat this XAML file like content. Now, Visual Studio by default wants to compile it and include it in the assembly. So I'll change it to content here. We'll say we will always want to copy it, and we'll get rid of the custom tool. Now I've got to go into Program CS. We'll need using systemactivities.xaml integration. Okay, so that gives us the namespace we need. And we'll change this to use a class called activityxamlservices.load. And we'll put in here the name of the XAML file we want to load. Okay, now we'll need a console.readKey so we can keep our console window from disappearing before we see anything. All right, and let's just give this a run, and so we'll see how this works. Okay, we're seeing the same message we always saw. Great, that's fine. Now let's go into the bin directory. So I'm just going to open the containing folder here. We'll go to bin, debug, and there's our say hello XAML. Let's just right click on this. We'll say edit, and here it is in Notepad. So I'm going to scroll way over here. You see the text hello workflow 4. Let's just add XAML to the end of that there, and then we will exit work Notepad, save it, and let's run hello workflow again, and now you see the XAML message right there. Okay, so that's kind of cool. So we can change the XAML and the behavior changes at runtime. Now let's go change this back to treat it as code. So I'm going to change the build action to XAML app def. We'll say do not copy, and we'll put back the custom tool msbuild:compile. If there's one thing that's really critical about writing applications, it's knowing that they do what they're supposed to do. You want your application to be correct, and part of the process of making it correct is writing tests to verify its behavior. So the question is, can you test a workflow? Oh, yes, you can test a workflow, and I'm going to show you how in this exercise. So let's get started. All right, so the first thing we're going to do is right-click, and we'll say Add New Project. And we'll pick test, and then we'll name this project helloworkflow.tests. And that's just a little convention I like to use. So there's our test project. Now, it doesn't know anything about the project it's testing, so we need to add some references. So we'll add reference to Hello Workflow. And then we're also going to need a reference to the workflow for namespace, that's system.activities. Okay? Now we got that in there. Let's rename this unit test 1, and we'll call this say hello tests. And yes, we want to refactor that, so that's good. Now we'll come up here and put a couple using statements in. So we're going to need system.activities and using hello workflow. Okay, and then we can clean out some stuff we don't need here. I'm not going to use any of this stuff, so let's get rid of that. And then I like to give the test a very descriptive name that tells what the test does. So we're going to say this should return a greeting with a name. Okay, and now we'll implement this test. We're going to write the test first, even though we haven't written the code to do this. So first of all, we declare our output, which is an iDictionary of string object. And then we'll get that from workflowinvoker.invoke. And here we're going to pass in a workflow definition. So we call this new up say hello. And we'll initialize the properties of it. Now, these are the arguments. You notice there's not an argument called username here. But I'm just going to put it in anyway because I'm planning on putting that in later. All right? So we're just kind of making up stuff as we go. But that's the way it often happens when you write the test first. Now, we're going to invoke the workflow, pass in a username, and out of that, we're going to get back something that should look like this. It should be hello test from workflow 4. Okay, and we'll get that from the output. So this is where the out arguments go. We'll have an out argument named greeting. And that's all we need, right? Okay, so let's build the project. Of course, it's not going to work because username doesn't exist as an argument on the workflow. So let's add the arguments here. So we'll come in and add the username argument. It's an in argument of type string, and then we'll need an out argument called greeting, and we'll declare that. And now let's build our project because we got to build before we test it, and let's run the test. Control RT, run the test, and we see that the test failed. And well, of course, we've got to implement it, right? So let's do something to implement it. We'll get rid of that write line, and we'll drop an assign activity here. And we're going to assign to that out argument greeting an expression. Now, expressions, you can enter them in the expression editor here, so we'll put this in because it's a little long. We'll say hello, ampersand, remember this is VB, username, and you can use a line continuation character, and go on the next line and say from workflow 4. Okay? Good, that looks right. So let's build our solution. Okay, great. Build succeeds. All right, now let's go and look at the unit test window here. I'll just bring up the test windows test view. And there's our test. Great, we'll click on that. And then let's run it from here. And our unit test passes. Up to this point, every time we invoke a workflow, we use the Workflow Invoker class. Now, that is designed to be a very simple way to invoke an activity synchronously on the calling thread. It's really very, very simple to do, but really, most applications are not going to use Workflow Invoker. Most of the time, if you're invoking a workflow, you want to run a bunch of workflows on different threads. Well, there's another class that we use for that. It's called Workflow Application. And in this exercise, we're going to see how Workflow Application interacts with different threads, and we'll write a test to verify that behavior. So, let's get started. All right, so the first thing we need to do is add a new test, because we have this requirement that we return the workflow thread. So we're going to bring in system.threading and system.diagnostics into our namespaces. And we've just written this whole thing as a code snippet to save time, you know, so you can just plop in that code snippet. And let's walk through this test so you can see what's going on. First of all, we're going to use Workflow Invoker. We'll new up a say hello just like we did before. And then our output testing is a little more complicated. We're going to check to see that there is an output argument named Workflow Thread. Then we're going to grab that value into a var. We don't know what type it is for sure at this point, so we'll just assert that it is an instance of type int32. And then the other requirement we're going to say is just, okay, it can't be zero. So it must be some non-zero value. That's the requirement so far. And then we'll just write a couple of debug messages that we'll capture in the test output. So let's run the test. We'll see that our test does fail because it doesn't have a workflow thread out argument. All right, so let's add that. So we'll go back into the XAML. And we see here that we can go and create an argument. We'll call this workflow thread. It will be an out argument, and the type is int32. Okay? And now what we need to do is get rid of this and drop a sequence. So I cut it so I can paste it back later. So let's put a sequence in here. And we're going to paste back there the greeting assignment. And then we're going to need system threading in our namespaces. Now, the workflow uses imports, just like using statements, so we'll put system threading in there. And now we can drop another assign activity. So we'll look in the primitives, grab assign, we'll drop that in there. And we're going to assign to the workflow thread. Great. And we'll go in here and let's bring up the expression editor so you can see this. We want to go to thread.currentThread. And we'll grab the manage thread ID. All right, so that's going to tell us what thread this workflow ran on. Now let's build it, and then we can run the tests. Okay, so Control-R-A to run the test, and we see that they passed. Let's open up the test results, and we see, well, so far, the unit test and the workflow thread, they ran on the same thread, right? I mean, that's not what we wanted, so let's come in here and change our unit test to use workflow application. So once again, we have a snippet for this, so we clear that out. Now let's talk about this one. So first of all, we're going to need a synchronization event, or a handle. We'll use an auto reset event called sync, and then we'll have an int with the action thread ID, so we're going to capture that. And then we've got our output. Once again, we new up a workflow app and with passing the username argument just like we did before, but now we have to handle this workflow app completed event. I call it an event. It's not really an event. It's just a delegate. We provide an action to handle this. So you gather the outputs from this, and then we're also going to capture the thread ID that this completed delegate is invoked on, and then we'll signal the main test thread that we're done. So now we go workflow app run, and then we have to wait because we got to block the test thread while the workflow completes. Now we can do our asserts, make sure that we got outputs, make sure we got the workflow thread, make sure that our arguments of type N32, but now we can assert that the ID that we got back from the out argument is the same one that our completed delegate was invoked on, so that way we know what thread it was. And now we're going to write the output into the debug messages, right, also. So let's run this, and it should pass. So Control-R-A, we see the tests are passing. Now let's fire into here, and now we see it worked. They ran on different threads. That's exactly what we wanted. I don't know about you, but most any program I've ever written has an if statement in it. I mean, come on, how many programs you write that don't need an if statement? So, of course, workflow has a way to do kind of if-else logic. And so what we're going to do in this exercise is we're going to introduce a new business requirement to our Hello World application. The powers that be have decided that if your name is even in length, then you get a hello greeting. But if you have an odd number of letters in your name, then your greeting starts with the word greetings, okay? So that's our new requirement, and we're going to write a test to verify that we get the behavior. We'll write the test first, we'll modify the workflow, and then we'll go and implement it. So we'll run our workflow to see that it's passing. All right, so let's get started. So the first thing we need to do is add a test, and once again, we have a code snippet for this test. It's pretty simple. We're just going to invoke it with an odd length name, and then we'll assert that we get back a different greeting, one that starts with the word greetings, okay? So let's run this unit test. We can just run it there, and it will fail. Of course it fails because we haven't changed anything yet. We still get the hello odd from workflow 4. So let's go and change the workflow to make that pass. That means we're going to have to use an if activity. So first of all, we're going to create a variable. Now, variables are just like variables in your program. They have a lifetime and a scope. So we've scoped this to the sequence. We'll call this first word. And now we're going to drop an if activity on here. And I'll give it a nice descriptive name for the diagram. So we'll say, you know, if username is even. Now, this is just descriptive text. It's not actually the condition. Now in the condition, we're going to enter an expression. So I'm going to say username.length mod 2 equals 0. So that'll tell me if the number is even or not, right? So now we'll drop an assign into the if side of this. So that first word variable we're going to assign, first word is the value hello plus a space. Okay, and then on the else part, we'll drop in another assign, and we'll say over here, first word, the value should be greetings plus a space. Okay, great. And now we just have to come down here and change the assign activity. As before, we just hard-coded hello. Now we're going to put in first word here instead. Okay. Cool. Now let's build it. Build's okay. Let's run the test. We're going to go run all the tests. Now they're all passing. Okay. I know what some of you are thinking. You're very smart, and you notice that we have a problem in our condition. What happens if username is null? Remember, our condition was username.length mod 2 and all that. If username is null, guess what? Guess what happens, right? We get a null reference exception, and our workflow blows up. All right, so in this exercise, we're going to deal with the null reference exception. We're going to create a test that verifies the behavior we want. Exceptions will happen. You must deal with them. Now we're going to see how you do that with workflow. All right, so the first thing we need to do is add a unit test to check for the null behavior. We've got a snippet here with all that in it, so I'm going to insert that here. It's called should handle null username. It's very simple. We just invoke it, new up a say hello with no username. And we see that it throws an exception when you run it, and the exception is a system null reference exception. Aha, just what we expected, right? And that terminates a workflow. So let's modify our workflow so we can handle this. Now we could check, we could add another if and say if the username is null and all that, but I'm just going to add a try-catch here. And we'll just drag the if username is even, this if block, up into the try, and then we need to add a catch for null reference exception. So I just click here, we'll add null reference exception, press enter, and now we get a catch block. So what do we want to do? Well, really, it is an error, so we're going to throw a different exception, an argument null exception, because that's really what we want the caller to get, the fact that you forgot to send us a name, right? So we'll go argument null exception here, new up one of those, and put in the username so they know which one they forgot, okay? And that should handle it. Now what we want to do is go modify our test so that it expects that behavior, because we're kind of locking in this is the behavior we want if you don't pass in a username. So we're going to expect exception, type of argument null exception. Great. Now we need to build it because we modified the XAML, so let's build it. And then let's run this unit test. So we're going to run all of our tests, and they're all passing. One of the cool things that we learn to do as we become more and more advanced at being a programmer is, of course, writing things that other people could use. Like maybe you've written a class that you share with somebody in a class library. Or if you're creating an ASP.NET site, maybe you created a user control that encapsulates some cool functionality you want to share with your coworkers. Workflow has a model for sharing behaviors with other people as well, and it's by creating a custom activity. Now, we've already seen how you can create a code-based activity. In this example, we're going to look at a more complicated activity, and the activity is what we call a pre-post sequence, okay? So in this case, it gives you a way where you have a sequence of behavior, and before it starts, you've got a place where you can put some activities, and when it's done, you've got a place where you can put some more activities. And what we're going to do in this exercise is actually create the pre-post activity, and we'll see how you can create a custom designer for it as well. So let's get started. Okay, the first thing we need to do is add a new activity library project. So if you're going to share activities with people, you probably want them in a different project. So we'll call this helloworkflow.activities. Okay, and we'll okay that, and then we'll get this activity one XAML. We're going to get rid of that. We're not going to use it. And let's add a new activity. This will be under workflow, code activity, and we'll call this pre-post sequence. Now, even though this is a code activity, we don't actually want a code activity. We want something different. And we have a whole code snippet with this implemented, so I'm just going to blast this in here, and then we'll talk about it. So here's our pre-post sequence. It is a native activity, which allows us to interact with scheduling child activities and whatnot. We have three properties, a pre-activity, a post-activity, and then a list of activities in the body. So we're going to new up our list of activities there in the constructor. And then when we get to execute, it's really simple. All we have to do is use the context to schedule the pre-activity. Then we'll go through a for each on the activities and schedule each of them, and then we'll schedule the post-activity. That is so darn simple. It's unbelievable. Now we're going to build the solution, and that compiles the activity, so it should now become visible. So we'll go to Hello Workflow, and we'll add a reference to our activities project here. And then let's bring up the Say Hello XAML. Okay, and if we look in the toolbox here, we see, there's a bug. I hate to say this. There's a bug in Beta 2 where the new activities don't show up if you've got a solution item folder. Don't ask me how this happened. It just happened. It's already been fixed, so in the RC, this will go away. Right, we remove solution items, we build it, and there's our new activity. Now, if I drop it on the designer, you say, wow, that's really helpful. It's not very helpful. It's useless like this. So we're going to have to build a designer to get this thing going. So let's add a new activity designer library project. Okay, and we're going to call this the helloworkflow.activities.designers project. Okay? And this will create, once again, activitydesigner1.xaml. We're not going to use that. Let's just delete it. Okay, and we'll come in and create a new activity. Let's create a new workflow activity designer. We'll call this pre-post sequence designer. Okay, and click add here. And now we've got a bunch of XAML. All right, now if you want to use a code snippet with XAML, you have to open this with the XML editor. So we're going to right-click, say, open XML editor. We'll close that. Now we're looking at it as XML, and we can use an XML snippet. So we've got the whole thing in here, pre-post sequence designer. Let me just tell you a few things about the pre-post sequence designer. We'll open it back up in the XAML editor so you see the designer there. Now we've got a thing called a workflow items presenter, and this allows us to bind to the activities collection of our activity. So that's how people can drop things on their multiple activities. And then like for the pre and for the post, we use a workflow item presenter. Okay, and that one will bind to just one activity like we have in the pre and post. Okay, so let's build the solution. Great, now we're going to need a reference in our Hello Workflow activities designer, okay, and we're also going to need some references to some WPF stuff, okay, because the designer uses WPF. We need presentation core, presentation framework, system activities presentation, and Windows base. All right, all of those references have to come in order to use the designer here. Now we need to add using system.componentModel up here. And then we can add using Hello Workflow activities.designers. Okay, now we need to add a designer attribute on this. So we'll call this designer, and we put in the type of the designer, type of pre-post sequence designer. Okay, we get that in there. Let's build the solution. It build. Okay, now let's go down here to our test project. We're going to test this thing, so we need to add a test reference to activities, and let's write a test to verify the behavior. So I've got a test already written in the code snippets. It's pretty simple. We're going to invoke this thing and get a pre-message and a post-message. So we're going to run the unit test. Of course, it will fail because we haven't implemented this behavior yet, so let's go make it come true. What we're going to need is to add some arguments, okay? So let's pin that in place. We'll drop one of these pre-post sequences on here. And let's add an argument. We want a pre-message. which is a type string, and a post message, which is an out argument of type string, and the pre one is also an out argument. So let's get that. Okay, good. Now we can drop some activities on this thing. So we'll drop a simple assign up here, and we'll say pre-message. We'll just put some useful text like this is pre-sequence. Okay, and then in the post, we'll do the same kind of thing down there. We'll drop one of those. We'll assign the post message. This is post sequence. Okay, got it. Now we can drag and drop our other assign activities up inside of the pre-post sequence. And if you drop them right on this red circle, you see that they land there. So there's our pre-post sequence. Pretty cool. Let's build it. And now we can run our test, make sure that the behavior is working the way we think it is. All of our tests are passed. Okay, pretty cool. I get you. You're sharing stuff, create some custom activities, and you can imagine how these activities could be very specialized depending on the kind of domain that you're working in. And maybe you're sharing them with your developer friends who are using Visual Studio and all that. But there are people who need to interact with workflows who maybe don't have Visual Studio. And maybe what you want to do is create a design environment for them that's very constrained. You don't want to show them, 500 activities, can do whatever they want, but you want to give them a very limited palette of activities, and maybe just the ones you want them to see. And maybe you want them to have a tool that doesn't require them to use Visual Studio. Well, we've made it very simple in Windows Workflow 4 to build your own hosted designer experience. And in this exercise, I'm going to show you how easy that is. Okay, let's start by adding a new WPF application to our project. So we'll go Windows, WPF app. We'll call this the Hello Designer. Now this app is going to be a standalone Windows app that includes the designers. So we've got some goodies for you here. We need to set this as a startup project. And there's a bunch of references we're going to need, so let's add some references. We'll go here to System Activities, Activities Core Presentation, Activities Presentation. We'll get those in there, and then we need some project references. So we'll need Activities, Activities Designers. Okay, good. Now, once again, we've got some XAML here. So this time I'm just going to paste it in out of the manual. And we've got a nice little design window. You'll see that in a minute. But now let's put in some namespace declarations here. We got a bunch of them, so I used a snippet to put those in. And then we're going to need a workflow designer. Now that's just a simple type that we can create here. We'll new up one of these. Okay, and then we're going to go add another function called the register metadata function. It's just a simple function that initializes some structures. And then the create toolbox control. This is interesting. Now I'm going to new up a toolbox control, and I can control what categories are there and what they're called. So I'm going to create a Hello Workflow category, and then I'm going to decide what activities get into my category. I can use all different ones, and I can even give them different names, like try it here for a try catch, right? So now I can just take my toolbox item wrappers and add them into the category, so I get just the tools I want and add that category to the control. Okay? Now the last thing we got to do is add the designer to the WPF app. So I take my designer. I see that I newed up another one here. Well, that's okay. We'll fix that. I set the column on the grid, and then I handle the model changed event so I can flush the designer and get XAML out of it so I can show you what the XAML is. And then I can load up something, kind of a default view. So I'm going to start with just a new sequence, but it could be a lot more complicated than that. Now I have to add the children to the grid and so forth, and we're good to go. So let me clear up that. We'll register the metadata. We'll add the designer. And let's build it and run it so you can see this thing in action, because it's pretty cool. We'll just fire it up in the debugger in case I made a mistake. We'll see what's going on here. But here's our design experience. You can see I've got just the activities I wanted. The designer works just like you expect. I can get, you know, even my custom activity designer in there. I can see the XAML that it would spew out, so that way I could give this to people. They could create things and write XAML and do, you know, we can load it and invoke it later. So it's pretty cool the way this all works. Hey, so that is the end of the Introduction to Workflow 4. We've covered a lot of ground, and it's just the beginning. We have a very cool lab about workflow services and the new project codenamed Dublin that gives you some great tools for managing workflow services on your server. So I hope that you'll check that out. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.